thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one can change.
Welcome back to
my
the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Thursday morning. 251-343-0106. That is the text line. Dave, just give up. Just stop. I'm not going meatless. Let's go to our next guest. Always a pleasure to bring on our next guest. He's very kind to come on this program, and we're appreciative of that. Former Governor Robert Bentley. Governor, good morning. How are you doing?
Well, good morning, Jeff. It's good to be with you.
The pleasure's all ours. Well, let's kick it off here. You still got the dermatology practice going. How's that going for you? How are things going in Tuscaloosa?
Oh, we stay really, really busy, which is great. I mean, we want to be busy, and we see a lot of patients, and I've been busy this morning. I've been trying to work in this half hour in between people that I'm seeing this morning. So, it's really done great since we came back. We started an entirely new practice. I had a very large practice before I left, before I went and became governor. And then when I came back, I started a new one, and it's as big as the one that I did before. So things are going well.
Good to hear. I'm glad things are going well. Well, since we're starting off in the realm of healthcare here, something you do, and it's always to think about it, you say you're up in Coosa County, and never realized this, and I'm sure there's other places around the state that are like this, but Coosa County there, Rockford, no doctors, right? At least not a presence, a clinic, or any, and you go there, I guess, on a monthly basis, but that's one of the deficiencies of the state. There are these pockets of the state that don't have access, or at least approximate access.
Well, they don't, and the problem is it's not just primary care doctors. There are no specialists in any areas like that in the state. Now, in Coosa County, where we're going tomorrow, in fact, we go once a month, with our free clinics, and it's totally free. We don't charge anything. We don't ask for anything. We do it totally free. And we're trying to see people who don't have insurance and really people who need the help. But just the access is so important. We don't do a good job in this state of having health care in regions that are needed, like the hospitals are closing, simply because they just can't make it. And the reimbursements are so low. That's one of the reasons that I wanted Medicaid expanded so that it would help these rural hospitals and help primary care doctors in these areas. And that helps everybody. That's not just for the poor. That helps everybody. People use it thinking, it's just the poor that are getting this. Well, it's not. It's everybody. And so there are areas of the state that really just do not have access. And those are the places that we try to go. And Rockford is just one of them. There's not a doctor that actually lives in the county. Now, the county only has 10,000 people in it. But still, if you had a physician living there, it makes a difference. Now, there's one that occasionally comes. I don't know how often, but not very often. But still, there's not one that lives in the county.
Well, and we talk about, you mentioned Medicaid expansion, and it sounds, now the governor could do it on her own, but it sounds like the legislature, you're just not, there's not an appetite, at least right now. Every time I ask these lawmakers, they're quick to reject it, we don't think so. I mean, what do you think of that?
Well, Jeff, lawmakers are just patsies. They're going to do things that they think please really a minority of people, because the majority of the people in the state would like to see Medicaid expanded. Now, we were against it originally, primarily because we were fighting the Affordable Care Act. We were the only ones left to fight the Affordable Care Act. And one of the things that we did is not expand Medicaid, and we did not create state-based exchanges. That's how we fought it. But there is no reason now that they could not do it. I mean, if they can put $400 million in prison building of money that's coming from the federal government that was supposed to go for reimbursement related to the COVID, you know, they ought to be using that money on health care. But now, it's not just Medicaid that needs to be expanded. We need a comprehensive plan in this state to take some of the rural hospitals and make them into top-notch emergency centers to take care of automobile wrecks and heart attacks, things like this, and then send those patients as needed to tertiary centers like Mobile or Birmingham or Montgomery or wherever they need to be they're closest to. But you could create an organization that would help the whole state if you wanted to. You know, it's just a matter of wanting to govern and get things accomplished. And nowadays, we just don't have anybody down there that really wants to do anything.
Well, one former lawmaker, Trip Pittman, was regular to this show, says if you do it, you're going to put the state in proration. I don't know if that's true or not, but what do you say to that?
When we were in office, but when we were in office, one of the things that we did, we had to have more money into the general fund. And we saw this coming. We saw the fact that people were going to shop online. And so what we did is we took 75% of the use taxes, and those are taxes that are for online sales taxes, and we put that into the general fund. And now the general fund is just booming with money. And it was because of what we did in 2014 and 2015. So we're not going into proration because of that. We've got enough money. It's not a problem. I mean, it's a problem always, but we've got enough money to do what we need to do.
Well, is it this, and this is what's always struck me, I think, with these guys. They don't want to be obligated. So much is earmarked right now when it, you know, when the money goes from, we pay it into taxes and it goes to the state's bank accounts, then it's already destined for somewhere. And you talk to these lawmakers, that's what it sounds like to me, that they're maybe a little reluctant to give up the control of that dollar.
It's not that. It's all politics. Most of these people could care less about poor people. And they don't live in areas where there are no doctors. Most of these people live where there are. And it's all politics. If you're a Republican, you're not supposed to care about the poor because people are saying, well, you know what? They could get a job and we don't have to support them and all this. But we all get supported by the government. We get Social Security. We get Medicare. You know, we all get supported in one way or the other by the federal government because we are the federal government. You know, the money that goes up there should come back to Alabama. This is a political decision. This is not a decision now when everything has been put into place. There is no reason that this could not take place, because the federal government is going to pay 10%. But, Jeff, let me tell you what they're not doing. What you have to do is negotiate with the federal government. And you go up there and say, okay, we're one of the last states we have not expanded. So we're one of the last states, but we're willing to do it if you will give us a break and pay most of that 10%. And you can negotiate with them, and you know what? They'll come around. Now, you go up there and say, we're going to do it, and they'll say, well, we can't do that. But then you come back again and say, well, we're not going to do it unless you do. You negotiate with them, and you can get some things accomplished.
Governor, talk about it this, though. It's these places where there are these healthcare deserts, and I talked to people about this, been talking about it for years and years and years, and rural hospitals, they're drying up. They're just not customers there. Is part of this discussion maybe where we need to, where sometimes we conflate healthcare as with hospitals, right? It's not necessarily one of the same. Is there other kind of outside the box solutions? I mean, you know, I think there are,
and that, you know, that's what I've already kind of mentioned this. We need to have an organized plan and map out the state. See where the needs are. We do not need inpatient hospitals in those areas. you cannot survive by having 10 people in the hospital. I mean, the hospital can't. But that's not what you're doing it for. You need to create an emergency unit, and that can be where the hospital is. So you have quality people there to serve, and you could work with South Alabama Medical School. You could work with UAB. And so you have these around the state. You may not have, but say six around the state. Now, every rural hospital does not need to be opened up as an inpatient hospital, but you do need emergency centers. And so if you have those emergency centers, then that could take care of the people who really need emergency care, and heart attacks and automobile accidents and things like this. You can bring them in with good care, and then those that need to be transported to a tertiary center, a bigger hospital, you could have helicopters, or you could have ambulances in those areas to transport them quickly to those other areas. No, we do not need to open up every rural hospital that's out there right now, because that's not our need. Our need is primarily emergency care.
The emergency care, they have these standalone emergency centers. You see them in out west. We talked to Senator Elliott about it last week, where maybe you had two or three people. And it's really amazing, he said, where they will telemedicine a doctor in from the Mayo Clinic, and you'll have a nurse there or something like that. That they can, I guess you got to get internet to these places and things like that. But he says it's really kind of, maybe that is a possibility, right?
Well, telemedicine is a part of it, but you actually need good people on the ground there. And you don't need a big clinic, but you need people that will take care of true emergencies that take place in those areas. And then you need a way to transport them to a tertiary center, to a bigger hospital as needed. But I'm not for opening up every rural hospital, but I am for creating emergency health care in regions of the state that then could be taken quickly to other places. That'll save lives.
Because the knock on that, hey, I mean, we have to drive an hour to the hospital, and that's going to cause problems. But I think it's certainly a worthy discussion. Joined by former Governor Robert Bentley here on the program. Always a pleasure to do so. Governor, the state of politics right now, I assume you're keeping and watching it, maybe not as closely as you once had, but Republican Party in Alabama, it seems to be in good shape, but sometimes, I don't know, it seems a little very oriented toward big business. You talk about economic incentives and all of that. Well, what do you think about the way things are going in the state right now? What concerns you?
Well, I think that I don't see a lot of things that are trying to make the lives of the people of this state better. I don't see a lot of emphasis on really trying to improve education in this state or health care in this state. I just don't see a lot of emphasis on making changes. You know, special interest groups don't want change because they want things the same way they have it right now, because that's how they've organized. So they're against anybody that wants to make significant changes. I personally, and I'm not for gambling, but I think the people of this state ought to have a right to vote on the lottery, but you ought to separate it. You ought to separate the lottery from the casinos. You could put it in the ballot so that people could vote on both of them. But now the casino people don't want that because they know that might get beat if you put the casinos in with the lottery. In polling that we did in 2016, when we almost got the lottery through, it showed that the people were not for casinos, but they were for the lottery. I just think that could bring in money. We could take half that, put it in health care, like these things I'm talking about, and take the other half and put it in scholarships for people to go to college. And I know it's not enough, but it would be some scholarship. It might be $1,000, but that's significant. But I just don't see people. I just don't see a lot of things that are going on in the state right now where it goes against what the special interests want to do.
I tend to agree with that. That they have an outsized role in really really dictating the ebb and flow of the state government. But particularly this, it just seems like, I mean, even the tax relief is very business-oriented. Some of the road projects seem to be, you know, where it would be conducive for the big mules or whatever. That's something where it seems like a direction we've been trending in for some time now.
Well, I've been Republican all my life, and I hate the term rhino because I've been Republican since I was 6 years old. You know, I've been Republican forever. Some of these people that are Republicans, I don't think are Republicans that claim to be. They're Trump supporters, but I'm not too sure these are real Republicans. We really have honestly right now, a Trump-oriented party. And I'm not being critical of that. People love Trump, and they love it here in the state. And I love the people, so I support what the people support. But I think that it rises above a person. And our emphasis on how we should create things and make things better for the lives of the people ought to be preeminent in what we think about, and our parties ought to think about that. It ought not be thinking about a person. We ought to be thinking about the people that we serve.
Yeah, and but it tends to, like, just the port expansion, and that's going to do good things for the state, don't get me wrong, but should it be ahead of everything else?
I'm sorry, Jeff. What kind of expansion?
The Port of Mobile expansion, you see these little things like that. It could do a lot of good for the state, but should it be ahead of, other projects?
Well, I think when we create jobs, that's part of our emphasis. I think we need to do two or three things for people. First of all, the government needs to get out of their lives as much as possible. But the thing that we need to do for people, we need to help educate them, their children, educate them, train people. We need to do things to help them stay healthy. That's why I'm so strong on health care. So we need to do that. And then by doing that, we can help create jobs. Now, when we create jobs, then they can make a living on their own and take care of themselves. So I think that ought to be our primary emphasis, is education and job creation. I think that's very important.
Hey, Governor, we got to leave it there. You've been very kind to make time for us. Let's talk again soon and enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you, Jeff. I always enjoy being on because you just let me say what I believe.
Hey, okay. That's what we like to hear. Former Governor Robert Bentley, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5.
We stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.